Today we'll be talking about the mysterious death of Natalie Wood and her accidental drowning. My name is Kimberly Rodriguez and this is my podcast trying to solve the mysterious case of Natalie Wood's death. In the morning, the day of November 29th, 1981, was found Natalie Wood's body floating in the ocean. Her clothes basically consisted of pajamas. She was wearing a nightgown, socks, and a jacket. Now let's learn a little bit about more Natalie Wood and who she really was. Natalie Wood was a famous Hollywood movie star, and she starred in many known films at the time. Natalie met a man who was also a famous Hollywood star named Robert Wagner, and they fell in love and got married. A few years after, they divorced, and she ended up marrying and divorcing another man, and then later on went back to Robert Wagner in 1972. One of Natalie Wood's worst fears growing up was water. Her mother even stated that Natalie had like a phobia of water, and once making a film, she accidentally fell in water, and it made her fear even worse. She claimed to always have nightmares about drowning. Now this is where everything gets suspicious. November 1981, Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner were invited in a yacht by another movie star that weekend. The group who was in the yacht left 2 days before Natalie was found dead. Now think about this question. If Natalie was so afraid of water, why would she choose to stay in a boat for the entire weekend? Anyways, it has been claimed that everyone on the boat were drinking. Robert Wagner says that he found her missing at night when he was going to kiss her goodnight and told the captain and made a report of her missing. But parked boats nearby said that they would hear arguing, yelling, and a woman crying for help that night. They claim Natalie Wood's death accidental because she was drinking and her alcohol level was really high, but she was found with multiple bruises on her legs and arms. Perhaps that connects to the arguing that the people heard that night. Now I'm going to introduce the first person I interviewed. The first person I interviewed was Brianna Bousquet. She is a classmate and we are working on the same case, and they were both on Natalie Wood, so she couldn't be able to be on this podcast and the recording because we didn't have time, but we did end up messaging and these were my questions and these were her answers. First question was, hi, how are you doing today? She responded with, I'm doing good today. What grade are you in? She is in the 10th grade. What are your opinions on unsolved cases? To her, unsolved cases might be very difficult to understand at first. Have you ever tried to solve a case yourself? And she said, I got assigned the same case as you, so yes. What is your opinion on this case? This case is very hard to understand, but it's all about who was there and who saw it. Many people are assuming. Do you think her death was an accident? This death was no accident. Do you think they should keep an investigation in this case? She said, yes, they should be investigating this case because how did she drown but had bruises on her, and she was afraid or disliked water. Do you think she did it on purpose? No, I don't think she did this on purpose. What are your overall opinions on this case? She said, this unsolved case can be fought for because, like I said, she drowned but did not like water, and it does not add up. And I asked to have her consent of her responses on my English project, and she said, yes, you could have my permission to use my answers to your questions. Now, to pull everything together, I have one last interview. My second interview was with Juan Espinoza, who has more knowledge and more experience with cases. So, I started off the conversation with the first question, which was, "Hi, what's your name?" He said, "Hello, my name is Juan Espinoza. What is your current job now?" "My current job now is a public defender and I work with people all the time." "How can you help me with this particular case?" "Honestly, I think you should just do as much research as possible. Maybe watch YouTube videos or websites on Google. I'm sure there are many people out there trying to find the same answers as you." "Do you have experience investigating cases?" "Yes, of course. I've worked with cases my whole life." "What is the outcome on unsolved murders?" "The outcome is horrible because there are broken families that don't know how their loved ones died, and it is a huge problem in the court system." "Do you think they refuse to expose more information because she is famous?" "Yes." "And why would you think that?" "Well, her lawyer might have not wanted the entire story out there and might have just shared things with Natalie's family." "Do you believe Natalie Wood was murdered or it was an accidental drowning?" "With the information you have gave me, I assume that she has been murdered by her husband, Robert Wagner.